from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Have you received your amateur radio for May yet? If you have, you have seen the space devoted to Why the WIA? Both Phil Waite, VK2ASD, WIA President, and Queensland Advisory Committee Member and AR columnist, Mike Charteris, VK4QS, devote some 2 pages each to explaining the costs and benefits of WIA membership. This really, I feel, is as much a series of talking points as it is explanation. It is, as Phil Waite points out, unfortunate that so many get a free ride at someone else's expense. This theme is continued by Mike Charteris in the QTC pages with an exhortation for amateurs to think again and join the body that keeps this hobby growing. Of course, we have technical articles and reviews. Want to play on medium wave? Dale VK1DSH presents a project for the back shed, literally, a remotely controlled ATU. This article is a good read for the explanations of the theory involved, too. Going portable and need a mast support? Then have a look at David VK7DC's project on the making of a tripod base. And for rounding out the developing realm of modern amateur technology, Brian VK7RogerRoger/4 gives a heads up on the new Flex Signature radios. Along with regular comms such as Robin Harwood's VK7RH's spotlight on SWLing and the state news pages, Alara, and more. There is much in this edition of Amateur Radio. As part of the WIA range of news services, this is the peak body providing for the whole body of VK amateurs. Yes, it's a fair question. But what will your answer be to why the WIA? I'm Jeff Emery. And that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe and Districts Radio Club Incorporated. The Harry Angels Sprint is over for another year, and it was good to hear the large number of stations participating again this year. Thanks to Kevin VK4UH and Charlie VK4YZ, he'll be busy over the next few weeks collating logs submitted to determine the overall winners. At the last general meeting of the club, it was decided to construct a set of benches with shelves in the corner besides the ATV equipment, and the existing unused test bench would also be incorporated. This will extend the existing bench by some 3 metres along the wall and will provide the space needed for the test equipment donated to the club by the late Rob Story. For those of you who are yet to see the range of test equipment bequeathed to the club, come along and have a look. And a reminder, the first of the homebrew competitions is also underway, and the prize is to have your name placed on the Rob Story shield. Now, after the outstanding success of Redfest last year, it is proposed to be held again this year and be held either on the 6th or the 11th of October. The final decision will be made at the May General Meeting. Now, a reminder that the WIA's Annual General Meeting is also being held in May at the Sunshine Coast, and all club members are encouraged to attend. Details are on the WIA website and in the AR magazine, and this is your final chance, and it's also an ideal opportunity for you to attend to find out how the WIA actually functions, and in some cases put a face to the call sign. Now, the club's May meeting will discuss the proposed changes to the club's constitution, and it's important that all club members read these and provide comments at that meeting. If you're unable to attend, please send your comments directly to Roger, VKE4ZLQ, to his club's email address. Well, that's it for this week. See you later. It's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox from the Redcliffe Districts Radio Club.
Hi there. I'm Bob, VK6POP, retiring director of the WIA. I'm going to the annual general meeting and conference on the Sunshine Coast in May, and I'd love to see you there. Check out the WIA's website for information.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.